Good morning. At the first, I want to thank and acknowledge our people living with HIV that already enrolled in our cohort for at least 5 years. We will present our study about HIV patients beginning ART with CD4 less than 200 that retain high burden of cytomegalovirus. So I will start with the basic facts about CMV. CMV is a herpes virus with a large DNA genome. So with this large genome, it can produce many proteins that can induce our immune system. And this virus is replicates in a small number in several cells and tissue, for example, fibroblasts, monocytes, and endothelial cells. And this small virus or small infection, small induction, can cause a lot of inflammation, like we can see in the right hand side. So this is the tissues that mess up after little CMV activation. And this virus can become latent and persist for life. And it also have genes that can modify host immune system. This is US28 that can produce protein homologs to several chemokines. And in HIV patients with advanced disease, it can cause retinitis. So perhaps 80% audience in here were CMV seropositives. So I want to present our cohort study, the Jack Endo study. We follow up people living with HIV starting before they get ART. We call it V0. And then we follow up until 1 year, and then we extend to 5 years. Between 1 year, we also have checkpoints in 1, 3, and 6 months on ART. In this cohort, we measure the CMV antibodies using in-house ELISA. This in-house ELISA detect the specific antibodies for total antibody to CMV. This is CMV lysates, glycoprotein B, and also immediate early. For Indonesian patients, we adjust the dilution, and we need to dilute more the plasma until 10,000 for CMV lysate NGB and 3,000 for immediate early. And results presented in arbitrary unit. Besides this CMV antibody data, we also measure the viral CD4 and CD8 that assess at the CleanPath lab. And we also collaborate with clinical doctors that assess the neurology, ophthalmology, and cardiology data. Interestingly, we didn't find any retinitis case in our cohort, but we tried to measure the changes in microvascular in the eye in retinal with retinal artery caliber. And for immunology, we assess the T cell profiles in 1 year. And we also check the CMV DNA before and after 5 years using in-house qPCR. And we specifically check on the BAFI code. And this qPCR measure the UL54 genes that encodes the DNA polymerase to that important during lytic infection. And this is our data during 1 year. And we can see that the CMV antibody is increased at the first and third months, and it decreased at 1 year on ART. And this CMV antibody, even after 1 year ART, is still much higher than healthy controls. And based on the clinical study, we also find the association between CMV reactive antibodies to CMV IE to increase of carotid intima media thickness that measure from the carotid artery. And then we also find the decline of the retinal artery caliber. It is inverse with the artery in our peripheral, because in eye we have a microvascular, and when it become narrower, so it means it's bad. And we also see the correlation with cognitive memory, that inverse correlation. And based on this data, we can see that CMV antibody might rise and fall during ART. So which time points should we use to assess the burden of CMV? And are there other ways to assess this? So we try to look at 5 year after ART. So we check the CD4 T cell recovery, CMV done in peripheral blood, and also CMV antibody levels. So we found that our cohort have viral suppression after 1 year on ART, and CD4 recovery was quite good from V0 to V12 and to 5 years on ART. And then we also found that percentage of CMV DNA positive is very high at baseline. Half of our cohort were CMV DNA positive. And then after 5 years, there is only 10%, so this is amazingly decrease of CMV reactivation in our cohort. But when we see the CMV antibody levels, there is persistently high. We can see that the antibody to CMV-GP was persistently high from baseline 1 year and 5 years, and this is much higher than Indonesian healthy control and also our seronegative controls. And we also looking at the total antibody to CMV with CMV lysates, that which is high in all patients and persists on ART, similar to GB. When we look more closely, when we see the CMV-IE that expressed during CMV reactivation, in HIV patient, there is quite stable, and the level is equal to healthy controls. This might suggest the similar exposure between HIV patient in Indonesia and Indonesia and with the healthy control in Indonesian population. But when we try to look the comparison with seronegative, this is much higher because we use seronegative from plasma. Seronegative from plasma from Australian CMV seronegatives. So from this data, how does this burden of CMV might affect the immune system? And the next question is, could this have a long-term consequences? So I try to present the detailed analysis on the first years on ART and plus CD4 and CD8 ratio after 5 years. So this is our data on immune profiles in our cohort after 1 year on ART. So we assess the naive CD4 and CD8 cells. Naive mean this is the fresh supply from our thymus to produce T cells. So this T cell is important to immune recovery in HIV patients. We can see that the naive CD4 and CD8 cells were remain depressed compared to healthy controls. And this line represents its individual, and this bold line is summary of between CMV DNA positive and CMV DNA negative, and we didn't find a big difference between them. And we also measure the population of memory CD57 memory and CD57 memory T cells that expanded, as seen in CMV seropositive older healthy adults. So this data shown that there is an accumulation of both CD4 and CD8 memory, and CD57 is marker for immune senescence. And after 5 years, we found that 81% patients retain a CD4 and CD8 ratio that less than 0.8. So the median for our cohort is 0.45. when only 19% that have a CD4 and CD8 ratio more than 0.8. And when we look at CD4 and CD8 comparisons, the CD8 is more dominated compared to CD4. In conclusion, Indonesian HIV patient that begin ART have a high burden of CMV. It based on evidence by detection of CMV DNA and by high level of antibody to CMV proteins. And CMV replication is less common after 5 years, but levels of antibodies are maintained. And this suggests the high burden of CMV and consequently might associated with high CD8 T cell counts. And may increase the proportion of memory T cells and possibly associated with clinical outcomes. And this work still continue. We still study the clinical outcomes after 5 years and also find a better marker to predict CMV link between CMV burden to clinical outcomes. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot one slide. So I also want to acknowledge to our colleagues at Universitas Indonesia and Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital, especially Dr. Ika, that make this cohort study possible for 5 years follow-up, and also our Jekendo group, and also Virology Lab at Universitas Indonesia, and also our collaborators from Curtin, Tricia, Sylvia, and Shelly, who helped me develop the assay that I can make it established at Jakarta, and also from DAD, who provide a scholarship to enroll study, and also research funding from Curtin University and Universitas Indonesia. Thank you.